こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、車の中にペットを置き去りにし、ペットが熱中症などの被害を受けるケースがたびたび問題となります。先週金曜日、テスラのモデル3に犬モードを搭載し、冷房と音楽がついた状態でスクリーン上に、僕は大丈夫です、ご主人はすぐ戻ってきますとディスプレイされるようにしてほしいというツイッター上のリクエストに対し、イーロン・マスク氏が分かったと答えていたことが分かりました。さらに、車内の温度をスクリーン上に表示してもいいかもという声に対しても、その通りと返事をしており、実際にテスラに犬モードが搭載される可能性があります。
Abandoned pets in hot cars, left to suffer from heat stroke or worse, is a frequent problem. Last week on Friday, someone made the following request to Elon Musk via Twitter. Can you put a dog mode on the Tesla Model 3, where the music plays and the AC is on, with a display on screen saying, I'm fine, my owner will be right back. To which Elon responded, yes.When another user suggested, maybe show current interior temperature on the screen as well, Elon responded exactly, suggesting that there is a good chance that Teslas will get a dog mode.
そう、テスラは iPhone みたいな感じでアップデートできるんだよね。
うん、
車だけど。
Yeah.
なので、こう新しいモードをこういうふうに追加するっていうことも当然できる。で、テスラはもともとオーバーヒートプロテクションっていう機能がついていて、車内の温度が40度以上になると車が停止した状態でも勝手に冷房がついて、人が死ぬような暑さにならないようにもともとなってるんだって。
Is that the temperature tolerance of humans is better than dogs though, right? I guess it depends on the breed.
多分そう。うん。で、ワンちゃんはね、本当にそれこそ、まあ、車の中真夏で置いとくと50度から70度ぐらいになっちゃうんだけど、そういうところに犬を置いとくと6分ぐらいでやっぱり死んじゃうこともあるらしくて、だから、
well, they can't sweat, right?
いや、そう。で、オーバーヒートプロテクションがついてるんだけども、外から見る人はそれが分かんないじゃん。だから、あ、犬危ないって思って通報したりとかしちゃうわけじゃん。で、アメリカはよくこれが本当に、まあ車社会だから問題になっていて、窓を壊していいっていう州もあるよね。
うん、
車に犬が放置されてるのを見たら窓を壊してもいいとか、結構みんなすぐ警察に通報したりとか。だから、テスラでちゃんとこう、オーバーヒートプロテクションついてるのに窓を壊されちゃうっていうこともあり得るから、まあこの犬モードが欲しいっていうリクエストだと思うんだけどね。
犬モード。
犬モード。でも面白いよね。こういうふうに、なんて言うんだろうね。普通の今までのガソリン車しか私は乗ったことない。まあ自分も車持ってないし、そもそも。ただこう、今までの車のイメージだとさ、もともとついてる機能しかもう使えないじゃん。
うん、
こういうふうになんかアップデートされて新しい機能が追加されるっていうのは。
Wow, look at the moon. Sorry to distract you.
でも昨日から月すごいよね。本当関係ないけど。
Yeah, well, you can modify cars with aftermarket products. You're kind of limited to what's available on the aftermarket. You can update old cars by adding things or whatever yourself. But yeah, well, traditionally cars aren't that software dependent in the first place. But
yeah.
But because it has this software, because Elon is so in control of it, it creates this opportunity for this weird dynamic, right? Where people can tweet in their ideas and they can roll them out, like, you know, within a few weeks.
そうで、スクリーンも結構大きいんだよね。このダッシュボードのとこについてるやつ。だから、まあ確かに大丈夫ですっていうメッセージが書いてあれば、まあ窓の外からでも簡単に見えるとは思う。
Almost all of the controls for the car are in that screen, right? So there's almost nothing else. I think there's a couple of little rolling wheels on the steering wheel, but other than that, I think it's just the screen for everything. for、the air conditioning and seats and everything, your speedometer.、There isn't even a screen other than that, like a gauge cluster. Usually you have a gauge cluster.
でも確かにそうだよね。今車の中にいろんなとこにスイッチバラバラに設置されてるけど、その必要ないもんね。
Yeah, it's like they're trying to make it look like the I don't know, some space vehicle or a 747 or something. You know how like you go into one of these cockpits?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's just like in a 747, there's so many little toggle switchy little things.
Yeah.
And they're all mechanical, so if any of them breakYou're kind of in trouble, right? I mean, if you have everything in one screen, if the one screen breaks, you're in trouble too. But I think the car drives、can function like a regular car, even、if the screen is
on. あの、車をたまにうちも借りる時があって、そうするとやっぱりどこがウィンカーとかさ、なんていうの、あんまりイントゥイティブじゃなくない?車によってちょっと違ったりとかして、だからそれがスクリーンで良ければ、もうちょっとイントゥイティブに自分の車じゃなくても、
Well, the turn signals are pretty straightforward, right? Usually.
I guess. I just said it because うちのお母さんよくなんか探してる。でもそれ、
The turn signal?
なんか日本にいて、例えばハワイに行って車借りた時とかに、あれどっちかなみたいな。右左、どっちについてるかなとか。
Well, that's kind of...しょうがない、you know, like, but the other stuff I think is becoming more intuitive because it's a user interface that they can get feedback on and then improve、
mm-hmm.
and get feedback on and improve
right
and do that over and over and they're still updating the much older cars the first cars that they not the very first cars but some of the earlier cars that they released are still getting those updatesand they just developed a new neural net computer、chip that will enable cars to run the full self-driving autopilot in the future. So it's, I mean, usually you buy it and it more or less that's what you get, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You might have a warranty or something, but now it's...It's far more dynamic.、Did you see the、Tesla quarterly earnings report?
Oh yeah, 黒字だったんでしょ?8四半期ぶりとか。
Well, I think Elon said that the Model 3 is the best selling car in the United States by revenue out of all cars.、
Really?
Yeah, and by a lot.And wow. by sales volume, it's fifth、out of all cars.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So、it's more than three times more than the Prius in terms of sales volume. And in terms of revenue, it's... I mean, it's a... The one they've been selling is basically a $50,000 car.、So sales revenue is significant because, I mean, you're getting a much larger margin
right,
on
right.
each sale.
Right.
So,
でも安くないのに結構みんな買ってるんだねじゃあ
They have data on trade-ins So people trading in older vehicles And a lot of them are much cheaper cars Yeah So for a lot of the people that are buying the Model 3 It's the most expensive car they've ever bought It might, for a lot of people it's probably the most expensive thing
right,
they've ever
right,
bought
Right, すごいねでも
Yeah they're making a bunch. I mean, they're making a lot. And, I mean, I think it's been pretty obvious for a while now that this was coming, despite the media hysteria and speculation that they were essentially a fraud that was going out of business. I mean, most of that has blown over. Yeah. It was getting pretty crazy for a while in the news.Yeah, but it seems fine.
That's good. That's great.
They may make air conditioning.
What?
For homes.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, as you know, they're making... I mean, Elon kind of alluded to it. sort of, unofficially.
Hmm.
But they're making batteries, you know, stationary storage for homes already. And they're making roofs.
Right.
And they have an app that manages your power, and they have AI, so that's basically all you need for, like, smart air conditioning.
Hmm.
So we might get more little high-tech futuristic things showing up, other than just, you know, the cars.
Right. And he's going to be selling bricks too, right?
Yeah.
次。iPhone XS と XR のフロントカメラで自撮りをすると、フィルターを使ったように勝手に肌の色が明るくなり、肌質が実際より綺麗に映る現象が起こり、ビューティーゲートと名付けられ物議を醸していましたが、昨日 Apple 社がこの現象を認め、カメラのバグであることを明らかにしました。フロントカメラのシャッタースピードが遅くなっていたために、詳細まで映らず、結果として肌質が綺麗に見えていたとのことで、この問題は次回のアップデートで修正される予定です。
If you take a selfie using the front camera on an iPhone XS or XR, the photo appears filtered, showing brighter, clearer skin than reality. The issue was dubbed Beauty Gate, and yesterday Apple revealed that it was caused by a bug in the camera app.The bug caused the front camera shutter speed to be lower than it should be, resulting in a mild blur, making people's skin look smoother. Apple plans to release a fix for the issue in their next update.
Do you think your microphone is kind of further away than
is
usual?
It?
I don't know. Your voice sounds really soft today.
Sorry.
So, Apple はこう勝手に写真にフィルターをかけるっていうのをやらないって言ってたんだけど、こうなってたからみんながえーってなったっていう話、うん、で、ただ Android は何回かあったんだよね。多分サムスンとかファーウェイとかでビューティーモードっていうのが搭載されてて、デフォルトで勝手に肌質が綺麗にされたり、
うん、
肌の色が明るくなったりするっていう、
うん、
で、ファーウェイもサムスンもアジアの企業だから、まあ、美白っていう意味で多分肌の色を明るくしてる、
うん、
でそれってまあ日本とか韓国とか中国では特に問題視はされないんだけど、それがやっぱり他の国で売ってるとまあ人種差別的というか、色が白い方が美しいっていうメッセージはあんまりよろしくないので問題になったりするんだよね、うん、それで結構みんなフィルター問題にセンシティブになってる感はある。
Hmm. Do you think they're gonna keep something like that in the phone, or are people upset that they're fixing it, or do people want that in their iPhones, or
どうだろうね。
Because if you look worse when they fix the camera, then is
worse
it really
っていうか。だから要はフレックスとかが全部なくなってるみたいなことで、
うん、
それをやっぱり、まあ、インスタとかで自分でフィルターかけたりして消す分にはいいんだけど、元から携帯のデフォルトの機能としてつけられちゃうと、やっぱりなんだろうね、こういうのが美しいですっていうのをアップルとかに言われる、うん、押し付けられるっていう感じがするから、やっぱり嫌なんじゃない。
Yeah.Do you think the resolution can be too high for like selfie mode? Like, do you think some people don't like it when the camera is too accurate?
Well, yes, that's possible. テレビも言われてたよね。こう画質が綺麗になればなるほどやっぱりシワとかがすごい映っちゃうから、
It's like sitting in some romantic Italian restaurant and there's a spotlight on your face. like a,Bouncing
yeah.
light off your forehead.
Or it's like, club 行って朝までめっちゃ酔っ払って楽しく過ごして朝帰る時だよね。
朝日の中。Yeah, or they close and they turn the lights on.
Yeah,
and
everyone's ボロボロ
like mid freaking. you
know? ボロボロの見た目。I don't know. デフォルトは嫌だよね、でも。ともない。ただ今プリクラもそうじゃん。うちらが若い時はフィルターなしだったけど、今ってもうさ、デフォルトで エイリアンみたいになっちゃう。もう目が超大きくて顎がシャープで、うん、足が細長いとかさ、
うん、
こう普通にはもう撮れないじゃん。それが携帯でもやられちゃうと、もうこっちに選択肢がないみたいな。
Do they still have Purikura? I'm seeing less.
That's because you're older.
Aren't there less now? Or are they still?
え、知らん。だって
プリクラ。They've been closing them though. They closed.
Closing
some...
what? ゲーセン？
Yeah. And Purikura.
Why?
Because,
あ、まあ、あんまいらないから。
Because people's phone, their phone does all of that stuff. But yeah, Purikura was like the first major cultural selfie sort of filtering thing, right?
Yeah.
Because people put little objects on their pictures of themselves now. You know, like the rabbit ears or whatever.
え、それとさ、任天堂のカメラとどっちが先だった？任天堂じゃない？
I don't think so. Weren't the Purikura booths first?
え、どうかな？
And you'd get a printout and you gotta cut them out with scissors.
そうそうそうそう。
It doesn't put the ears on your head automatically. You have a pen, yeah. right? The pen was like...
え、しかもね、多分逆だよ。プリクラ最初はシールで剥がせるやつだったの。なんか角が丸くて。で、その後自分で切らなきゃいけない、あの四角いやつになったんだよ。
Yeah, once it, you could like select how many of which ones.
そうそうそう。
Right?
で、字とか書けるみたいな。
And people would be so fast at that.
Yeah,
I was so slow.
私めっちゃ速かった。
Girls would just go bam, 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 bam. And they like, they know how many they want. They know how to cut it. They know where, what they're going to write.
私もめっちゃ速かった。だって毎日ぐらい撮ってたもん。
But it's more fun when people that are inexperienced do it, I think. Because they end up、まあね、selecting ridiculous...
いや、超楽しかったよ。毎日こう、いかにプリクラに可愛く映るかっていう。で、毎日やってるとやっぱ上手くなるわけじゃん。そんだけ写真撮影してるわけだから、毎日。
It all becomes the same. That's what happens. Your face becomes more the same. Your pose is more and more the same.
そうだね。で、だからあとはいかに面白いことを書くかだよね。楽しかったな。
You write the date, right?
それでなぜか人と交換するんだよね。
うん。
あれは今の自撮りにはないよね。交換するっていうの。
People would have it in their wallet or stick it on their cell phone.
Yeah. あ、そうだね。携帯に貼ってた彼氏とのやつとか。
Purikura on people's on the back of people's iPhones.
確かに今の若い子。iPhone に貼らないよね。さすがに確かに、ね。
Why not though? You totally could.
ね、あれ、あと、あの、携帯の電池のとこに貼ってたよね、みんな。
Oh, the battery cover?
そう、なんか見られたくないやつ。なんか彼氏とのやつとかをこっそり、だから外側じゃなくて電池の蓋開けた中とかに貼ってた。懐かしい。
People would trade their battery covers.
しかもさ、
It was like an intimate thing to do.
そう、それと、だから、昔はさ、メアドを何回も変えてたじゃん、みんな。しょっちゅう。
うん。
だメアドの、なんていうの、その文字、
mm-hmm.
を本当に半年に1回以上ぐらい変えて、そこに彼氏の名前とか、記念日とかさ、入れてたよね。
Well, everyone was using...usernames and email addresses that would go obsolete in like one year.
Yeah, definitely. それでだってメアド変更しましたっていうのを全員に送信するっていうのをみんながやってたよね。
Because I think people thought everything was, you know, temporary back then. It's like, oh, I'm going to do this thing.
そうだね。
Oh, I'm going to make an email account. You're not thinking like that email account will exist in 50 years.
そうだね。
Like,Forever.
そうだから今の Gmail みたいにこうちゃんと自分の名前で作ってそれを何年も使うなんて、てか仕事とかにも使うとかさ、そういうことじゃなかったもんね。
Where are the last pre-smartphone people?
いや、しかもね、知ってた？最近90年代すごい流行らせようとしてるよね、ファッション業界。
Yeah.
いや、結構テンション上がるよ。なんかすごいゴリ押ししてるの90年代を、なんか洋服屋さんとか見てると、ああこれ私中学生の時着てたようなやつじゃんみたいな。
Do they do this with everyone when they reach our age now? So they, do they always have like a...
Come on, man.
The nostalgic things for people in their 30s who feel like they're getting old, but
come
can
on,
like...
Because
before that, it's not nostalgic enough.
Yeah.
Right? This is... We're kind of like...
確かに、うちらが中学生ぐらいの時、一旦 70年代っぽいの流行ったよね。 なんか、ボヘミアン的なやつがすごい流行って。 で、うちの母親が... ああ、私若い時こういうの着てたわって言ってたのね。 だから今うちらの時代が来たよ。 すごいテンション上がっちゃう、なんか。 ああ、こういうスカート持ってたとか。
It kind of freaks me out thinking about the just the cycles, you know, the fashion, the
yeah.
Some things aren't in cycles. And that, like this phone thing, whatever this is. Why does every person jump on this bandwagon? How big is the cell phone bandwagon?
You know?
It's just, there's no question. Oh yeah. What? You don't have a phone? No, everyone is doing the same thing.
でも今の若い子がやってることでうちらが知らないこともいっぱいあるんだろうね。 次、 イギリスの消費者団体ウィッチが調査を行い、何万人もの人がAmazonで嘘のレビューを書き、企業から対価を得ている仕組みを明らかにしました。調査対象となったのは合計8万7000人のメンバーを持つ2つの団体です。 企業から指定された商品をAmazonで購入し、5つ星のレビューを書くと商品の購入金額が振り込まれ、その商品を無料で手に入れられる仕組みです。こうした団体はFacebook上に多く存在し、誰でも参加できる状態になっています。English
consumer group Which conducted an investigation which found that tens of thousands of people are being paid to leave false reviews for products sold on Amazon. The target of their investigation was two organizations consisting of 87,000 members. These businesses tell members that if they purchase a specific product and leave a five-star review, they will receive a payment equal to the purchase price, essentially getting the product for free. These organizations are largely operating on Facebook, and seemingly anyone can participate.
So, いわゆるステマっていうやつなんだけど、この一旦自腹で買う プロセスをあえて踏んでるのは、自分でAmazonで注文して買わないとAmazonで購入したっていうバッジがつかないんだよね、レビューに。それをつけるためにあえてこの工程を一個踏んでるんだけど。
What sort of products is this happening with?
知らん。でもこの2つの団体だけで87,000人いるってことは、この人たちが1回しか 書いてないとしても、嘘のレビューが87,000件はあるっていうことなわけで、まあまあすごいことなんだよね。でも確かに嘘のレビュー絶対これ嘘だろっていうのはあるよね。気づいたことない？ Amazon で。
Sometimes after I receive a product, I think that.
じゃなくて、レビューを読んでる段階で、あれこれおかしくない？っていうのよくある。全然そんなに売れてるわけないものとか。 で、ベタ褒めしてるんだけど、書いてる日付がすごい近い。全部なんか8月の1週目の間に書かれてたりとかすると、これは嘘だろうなとか思うけど。Yeah,
it's how much do you think there really is of this going on? Like,
まあ大量にあるんじゃない？ まあ、これは一般人のステマだけどさ、もともとはこう芸能人がやってたことじゃん、これって。この自分で自バラで買うっていうプロセスはないけど、企業から商品が送られてきて、それをブログとかで紹介して。It's
basically the same thing.
みんなが買っちゃうっていう、そうそうそう。
Right? Because they don't pay for the product. These people don't pay for the product.
そう。
I mean, those people, generally, celebrities don't pay for the product and they're paid in addition to receiving the product, oftentimes.
So, まあ場合にもよるけど、私がそういう仕事してた時は、一番いいやつ、genuineなのは、その芸能人が、例えば私この茶好きなんですって自分から言って、で、その企業が、あ、嬉しいってなって、じゃあ送りますねっていう。 で、そうすると、もう一回書いてくれたりするじゃん。ああ、こんなのもらいましたとか。で、それはまあ一番ジェニュインな、本当に好きなものだから、いいと思ってて。もう一つは、本当に。
But that's not really what you get paid for, that part.
If you're yeah, they don't get paid for that. For that. But, でも、もう一つは、とりあえずその人に送る。でもしかしたらその人が書いてくれるかもしれないっていう。ただそれもこれみたいに5つ星書いたらこのものをあげますみたいなことではなかったけど、で前も言ったかもしれないけど一番やばいなってその時思ったのは当時物を送るのにまずお金を払わなきゃいけないっていう某タレントがいて、だから彼女に物を送る場合はお金も一緒に払わないといけないのその時点で。で、それについて書いてくれるかどうかも分かんないの。それはすごいなって思ったけど。まあ。
I think that's fine.
まあでも Amazon、なんかさ、前にね、変な話、Amazon でバイブレーターを買おうと思ってたのね。
いつ？
結構前、結構前。で、バイブレーターってドンキとか行くとすごいいっぱい売ってるじゃん。でもさ、mm-hmm.どれがいいとかどれがしょぼくてすぐ壊れるとか分かんないからレビューを見たいなって思って、Amazon 行ったのね。でも絶対嘘だろっていうレビューばっかりだったそもそもさバイブを買ってレビュー書かないじゃん普通の人 Amazon にどんだけ暇なのって感じじゃん。でなんか、
Maybe.
書き方で年齢の感じってなんか分かるじゃん、みんななんか50代60代のおじさんみたいな口調なのね、で私の妻に使ってみましたがすごく喜んでいましたみたいな絶対嘘やんみたいな。
Well, some people just write like that, no?
でもそんな夫いる？
You're kind of formal when you're writing reviews on the internet, right? You don't want to review.
そうだけどさ、
You're not writing in your own personality when you're reviewing a vibrator, right?
でもマイケルはだって例えば彼女のためにバイブ買って彼女が喜んだらそれをわざわざアマゾンで報告する？しないでしょ？
する。No, I don't know. What? How much am I getting? Was the vibrator free? How does this work? These deals are so I wouldn't. But the world now is really full of this kind of influencer driven phony clickbaity fake review SEO black hat.
So,
you know, this world.
本当そう。だから、私が仕事、その、そういう系の B2C の仕事をしてたのは、いつ？まあ、10年前とかにも差し掛かってるけど、その時はいつも言ってるけど、インフルエンサーマーケティングって呼んでたんだよね。で、それはでも、インフルエンサーっていう言葉が全然世の中に浸透してなくて、一般の人はもう全然そんな言葉知らないし関係ない。で、アルファブロガーとか、まあ芸能人とか、まあ影響力がある人をインフルエンサーって呼んでたんだけど、今もうさ、なんだろう、私の職業インフルエンサーですみたいな人いっぱいいるじゃん。インスタとかでお金もらって自分をインフルエンサーと呼んじゃってる人たちみたいな。
It works though. It works. These people, like anyone can, really, I think anyone can,Can do it.
そうだ、大量にいるじゃん。
It's amazing.
で、その方が企業も安いからさ、芸能人とかに頼むとお金かかっちゃうけど、まあその辺の一般人でフォロワーがちょっと多い人だったら、でしかも喜んでやってくれるし、しかも言ってほしいことを何でも言ってくれるみたいな。
Well, it really, I think does a disservice to the authenticity of your own life when you sell yourself as a mouthpiece for something that you don't necessarily...care for. I mean, you're doing it to make money.
そうなの。
But these words are coming out of your face.
そうなの。
And you're getting paid on the other side. And so now your relationship with the people that you influence is not really honest.
そう。だからそれを隠れてやるのも良くないんだけど、かといってなんか私インフルエンサーですって言ってるのも意味わからないというかさ、え、自分で言っちゃうのみたいな、なんか謎の状態が生まれているよね。
Yeah, people are employed to influence people to buy things.
そうでしか本当インフルエンサーとか読者モデルとかって企業からすると都合がいい安い宣伝の、まあ、アウトレットっていうだけなんだけど、
うん、
なんかそれがすごいなんて言うんだろうね、誇りに思うものみたいな感じでなってるから、
You know when you watch TV and it's the news, so-called newsAnd then they're introducing some event at like some beer garden or something.
Mm.
And it's so obvious that this is a promotional, like this isn't news that this business is opening. Like news. And then they have like the, you know, product rankings where it's clearly like, you know, sponsored by
right.
these, I don't know. They're...I mean, people will just sit there and watch Terebi Shopping, which is just... Like, Terebi Shopping is some crazy alternate universe. Like, where is that happening? Like, where... What planet is that whole scene taking place on? すごい売れるんだよね。It's crazy.
でも、Terebi Shopping はさ、本当にショッピングじゃん。なんか、別になんて言うんだろう。
No, they're selling, like...Digicame in 2018. It's insane.
What are you watching?
They are selling like completely useless things, and they're, you know.
でもお年寄りがターゲットなんじゃない？そういうのは。
Yeah, and old people get scammed a lot, a lot. Like, it's.
My grandparents used to buy so much shit from Terebi Shopping.
Yeah, like some.
They'll buy like aero bike とか。
Yeah, some king crab will just show up or something, you know, like,
yeah.
like just kani, just some, what is it, zuai gani or whatever, just shows up, you know, just stuff.
What are you, you know, watching?
The ab vibrating thing, the thing that...
Like, oh my God,
the,
yes.
What's the... you know, all the weird things, like, what, it's a weird category of products that are sold
through that.
And it's like these...Things where it's like, does that work? I don't know.
本当あの筋肉ブルブルさせるやつ EMS とかさ、あれ、yeah. クリスチャーノ・ロナウドが売ってるやつあるよね。絶対使ってるわけないじゃん。
The one that he puts in his mouth.
Oh my God, yes. こうやって振るやつでしょ。絶対やってるわけない。
is that related? Is that like, does that come with the ab one?Or are
no,
those like
no,
separate
no,
products?
No, it's separate.
He's not doing both at the same time. He has like the ab one on and he has that little bird thing in his mouth. What does that do?
I don't know why he decided to sell that stuff. I mean, he's rich, right? It's like, I don't get it.
Stuff is expensive when you're rich, I think.
次。
Scientists at the Max Planck Institute for Chemistry have found that the concentrations of chemical isoprene, which is released by human bodies when under emotional stress, could be used as an objective metric for setting the age rating for movies. The researchers installed a mass spectrometer in the ventilation system during 135 showings of 11 different movies, shown to a total of 13,000 viewers, in order to measure the composition of the air.The findings revealed a reliable correlation between the isoprene levels in the theater and the age rating of the film being screened. According to the researchers, isoprene concentrations in a room appear to be a good indicator for the emotional tension within a group. Isoprene is stored in muscle tissue and released via exhalation and through human skin when people move.
人間の体はストレスを受けると炭化水素イソプレンを放出しますが、今回マックス・プランク科学研究所のチームがイソプレンの濃度を使って映画の年齢制限を客観的に定める方法を発表しました。研究では11箇所の映画館の換気口に大型分光器を設置し、映画上映135回分、合計1万3000人の客が鑑賞している際の空気に含まれる物質を分析しました。その結果、映画の年齢制限とイソプレンの数値には安定した相関関係が確認でき、鑑賞中の客の緊張感やストレス度合いを測ることができました。イソプレンは筋肉組織の中に存在し、呼吸や皮膚から放出されます。
Yep.
うん。面白いね。今ってさ、アメリカだと、一応でもクリアな基準はあるよね。なんかファックって言ったらもう、R指定じゃなきゃ。なんかそういう、こう、基準はあるよね。血が出たら何とかさ。
Yeah, like you can't show someone shooting someone else. There's like a line between rated R and PG-13. PG-13, I think someone can get shot.
Hmm.
But you can't show the person shooting them in the same frame.
Oh,
so you have to like separate them.
Huh.
But in, if it's rated R, then someone can shoot someone else within the same scene.
Hmm.
I think that's accurate.
そうか。
Not 100% sure, but、some examples are、like Lion King is rated for everyone.
Right.
Harry Potter is 6 and up.
6歳以上。
Mm-hmm.
へえ。
Star Wars is 12 and up.
Hmm.
And Dracula is 18 and up.
Okay.
And...You know, anything more horrifying than that or gruesome than that is...
Right.
But it, the standards are weird, you know, between violence and sexual content and it, so forth, so...
まあ、あと PG は... あれ、PG はあれだっけ?親が一緒にいたら見に行けるんだっけ?
Yeah. I think that's what it is. Maybe you can have a
note from your parents. で、R しては親がいてもダメなんだよね。確か。
I think so, yeah.、うん、Otherwise, what's the difference between that?
日本はだからそんなに厳しくないもんね。まあ R18 とかはあるけど、その PG とかってないよね、別に。多分。Mm. まあ少なくとも私が育った時はなかったと思うけど。
I don't really pay attention to what anything's rated, do you?
No. まあでも子供いたら見るんじゃない、一応。
The rating?、うん、Is that what you... Would you...give that a lot of credibility or you kind of use your own judgment?
いやでもさだって映画を見る前に決めないといけないじゃん一緒に見るかどうかっていうの、mm. だからまあ確かにそういうのがないと自分が一旦見ないと分かんないんじゃめんどくさいから、
mm.
助かるんじゃない
But there are a lot of kind of kids friendly movies that haveI don't know, maybe dark themes or something.
まあね、まあね。
Like Bambi's kind of stressful. right?
そうだね、
Bambi. And Lion King is kind of stressful too. Like that'll get your heart rate up a little bit.
まあね。
If it's the first time you saw that.
そうね。
Right?
まあどういう目線で見るかにもよるけどね。
Mm. But if they use this standard, then it would have nothing to do withOur ideas
right,
it would
right.
just be based on Stress how people
do I.
feel.、
Mm.
I think、Dunkirk is probably high up there on stress levels.
そうだね、ドキドキするよね。
Inception is high up there.、Mm. Maybe Jewel.
でも確かにこれって今の R 指定とか PG 指定だと年齢で切ってるじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
でもこういうふうにストレス度合いにしてくれると別に大人でもあ今疲れてるからストレスレベル5のやつ見るのやめようとかさ、mm-hmm. できるよね
Well, I know a lot of adults that don't want to watch like horror or、mm-hmm. even like a violent action movies
Yeah, yeah, yeah
They're just It's not that they're mentally a child It's just that they don'tLike it,
そうだね、
or it stresses them out.
あとなんかさ、同じゾンビ映画でもすごいグロいのと意外とそうでもないのとかあるじゃん。だそれを一緒くたにされちゃうとさ、なんかゾンビ映画見たいんだけどグロいものは見たくない気分の時とか、今、
yeah.
まさに私そんな感じなんだけど、
mm.
あのツイッターで前書いたけど韓国ですごい流行った新幹線っていう、まあ、日本の題名すごいやばいんだけど新しい幹線って書いて。
Mm.
ダジャレなので、ね、なんか新幹線の中で起きるやつだから、うん、それはすごい良かったのすごいいいんだけどそんなグロくないの実は、
うん、
でそれを言っといてくれたら多分グロいの苦手な人でも見れるじゃん、
うん、
だからこのストレス度合いで
What would you rate it as? if you gave it your own age race to be age
based. Age? わかんない。
Like 15, 20, I mean, what are the 6, 12, 18?
12 とかだい
12 year olds?
あ、でも怖がるのかな。いや、違う、12歳をあんまりわかんないから今。なんか周りに12歳がいない。
Like, what can a 12 year old watch that a 6 year old can't watch?
え、結構あるんじゃない
？
Really? その血がすごい出るとかさ。やっぱ6歳だと夜一人で寝れなくなっちゃったりとかしそうじゃん。
I feel like the age rating almost is like, it's almost like the alcohol thing, you know. Even if you wouldn't have been really interested in alcohol or anything, you turn 20 and then everyone's like, oh, you can drink now. Oh, you can drink now. And everyone's like, you know what? Maybe I should go drink. You know, like there's like a, oh, I'm old enough to go see this like crazy ass movie that's been withheld from me, right?
I guess.
But it's kind of a...I don't know. Do you feel like there's some sort of cultural standardization of how you get older and you watch increasingly more gruesome stuff until you're about maybe 25 and you're like, you know what? I think I know what I like now.
That's so true.
Yeah?
I guess so, yeah. でもやっぱり子供の時はちょっとした怖いやつでももうちょっと見ちゃっただけでさ寝れなくなったりしちゃうから。
You have to try though, right?
I guess. だって私
When's the first scary movie you saw?
Little Mermaid.
What? Scary.
なんか、リトルマーメイドで最後の方をアースラが襲ってくるシーンがあるの。なんか、船にタコの姿で乗ってきて、こう、ほふく前進みたいな。それを見てるときに親が寝ちゃってて、一人でそこを見たときにすっごい怖かった。
Do you still remember that? Like,fairly clearly、
うん、
Do you still have some sort of emotional feeling about Asura because
no,
of that?
No.
No? You're not traumatized by it?
No. I wasn't.
Do you know people traumatized by the Ju-on sound?
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, you can't make that sound. People get upset, right? People get upset. It's like, it's、hmm. probably like one out of five people in Japan. freak out if you make the Ju-on like weird noise.
まああれ怖かったもんね。しかもさ、
people were traumatized. I was a little bit traumatized. I would like see the hair like coming out of dark corners in my room.
え、そこ？あの男の子じゃなくて？そっち？
You mean the cat boy?
Yeah.
No, the...
え、あのさ、一番怖い。
That weird voice that shows up first and then the
right,
hair.
Right, right,
right. Right?
でもあれが怖って思ったのはてか日本っぽいハリウッド的じゃなくて怖かったのは、うん、エレベーターのシーン覚えてる？なんか
In the original Ju-on?
かな？わかんない忘れたけどとにかく主人公か誰かがエレベーターに乗っててでこう階が上がっていくじゃんでエレベーターに窓ついてるタイプの、
うん、
でそこに男の子映ってんだけど、
うん、
そのキャラは気づいてないのだからうちらは気づいてるけどその登場人物が気づいてないってもう一番怖いパターン
But,
だそれすごい日本のホラーのいいところというかさ、yeah. ハリウッドだったら絶対登場人物が気づいてキャーとか言うじゃん、
mm.
なんかそのシーンとしててこっちしか気づいてないっていうのがもうヒーってなった
They did that a lot in that movie Like I think in, towards the beginning of the movieThis character is、like cooking or something.
Yeah.
And there's like just, you know, the hand is just like shows up and、
right.
is there. Like it'll just come over like the edge of the counter or something and it'll just be there.
怖すぎ
or when the hands come out of
her oh, yeah,
hair
shower.
in the shower.
Oh my god, 思い出してきた怖い。
Because sometimes you're washing your hair, right?
Yeah.
And you like touch your other hand.
Yeah.
But you're an idiot, so you don't realize that it's your own hand, like while you're washing your hair. It's like, what?
天然かよ。あの、あと布団の中にいるやつめっちゃ怖かった。
Yeah, I don't like that one either. You don't know what's under your 布団. You don't.
Well, you do.
Just, no, you don't. Do you?
意外と怖がりだね。
Mm.
次。
In a study published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, people may remain in an unsatisfying relationship because they think breaking up would be bad for their partner, rather than for self-interested reasons. The researchers followed 1,348 participants over 10 weeks and conducted a follow-up study involving 500 of those participants, all of whom were considering breaking up with their partner. They found that the more dependent or committed people believed their partner was, the less likely they were to initiate a breakup with them.
Journal of Personality and Social Psychology に掲載された研究で、恋愛関係に不満があるのに相手となかなか別れない場合、多くの人が別れが相手にとって良くないと判断し、自分のためではなく相手のために関係を続けていることが分かりました。研究では1348人の被験者を10週間モニターし、そのうち交際相手と別れたいと考えていると答えた500人を追加でフォローアップしました。交際相手が自分に依存していたり、相手が交際を真剣に捉えている場合ほど別れを告げられていませんでした。これはなんかちょっとわかる気がするよね。こう別れようって言った時の相手のダメージがあまりにもでかそうな場合、別れたいんだけどそれを先延ばしにするっていう、
うん、
結果として相手にとって逆に悪いパターン。
Yeah, I think a lot of people have probably found themselves in this kind of situation、
うん、
unless some people have no issues breaking up with people. They seem、
yeah.
to not feel this as much.、and these researchers were pointing out that there has been a lot of research done on、people's behavior out of self-interest in romantic relationships,、but not so much like this.、
Mm.
So...
英語を勉強し始めた時に恋愛のアドバイスとかでよく You're wasting her time とか言うじゃん、
うん、
それは日本にはない概念だなって思って、まあ、相手の時間を無駄にしてる、
うん、
自分はそこまで好きじゃないとか自分はもう別れたいと思ってるのにずるずる別れないことによって相手が他の人を探す時間も奪ってるっていう、
うん、
それって結構大事な概念だよねと思わない？
Yeah, I mean, people are...
ずるずるするよりはスパッと別れてくれた方があっちも本当は結果としてはありがたい。
It's like everything takes courage.
Yeah.
And、you have to be willing to face the unknown in certain ways.、
Mm.
But I don't know. I mean...People can feel this way, and I think it can be valid、and it can make sense to stay with that person. Like, not all of your actions need to necessarily be self-interested in、
right.
the first place.
Right.、
so, I don't think it's necessarily a problem, but、maybe it's something for people to be aware of in their、
yeah.
relationship that...
私もやっちゃったことある。もうなんかどうしても言えなくて、
うん、
あっちがあまりにもなんか真剣すぎる、だからこっちとのギャップがすごすぎるみたいな。
うん、I think there's always a question of timing, right?
Yeah.
There's never like good timing.
いや、私すっごいいつも変なタイミングで別れちゃう。
That's terrible. People really judge other people for bad timing.
でも結局さ、タイミングを探ってもそんなタイミングないじゃん。別れるのにいいタイミングなんて。
Well,
で結局あ今言っちゃえみたいな感じで、すっごい変なところで言っちゃうの。
People also say like weird half things and like half back out, half.
あ、距離を置こうみたいな。
Yeah, like, I don't know. How do you know, like, when it's over? Like, in your own head? Like, when a relationship's over,
yeah.
it ends in someone's head,
yeah.
privately,
yeah.
when, like, nothing's even going on. It just ends, like, in their head, and they're like, wow, I guess it's over. And then you gotta like figure it out from there.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm.
But you don't, you may not even necessarily understand why or what's going on.
なんか私の場合はいつも、あ、別れよっかなって思った時に、なんか、
<Just casually.
laughs> ちょっとワクワクしちゃう自分がいる時、
mm-hmm.
あ、なんか変化だみたいな。で、ちょっとワクワクしちゃったら、あ、もうこれは終わりですって感じ。
So that, that excitement pushes it over.
うん。で、別れる時は悲しいんだよ、さすがに。ずっと付き合ってた人と別れるとか。Mm-hmm. だけど、一日ぐらいでもう、なんか立ち直るから、あ、やっぱ別れてよかったんだな、みたいな感じ。
It's weird how casual people are when they're younger about these decisions that could involve something in your life for the rest of your life,
yeah,
or not. And we're kind of just like,
確かにね。
You're just kind of like, eh, 別れよっかな。You know, like, you,
確かに。
It's a very light thing.
私今の夫に会ったのが26歳とかだったから、mm-hmm. 今私が話してる別れ話とかっていうのはもう20代前半。の話じゃん、uh-huh. だから確かにもうすごい軽々しいというかさ、
yeah.
結婚も考えてないしもうなんだろうもういいかみたいな感じで
There's a certain、invincibility you get
from 最強だよね
from youth
そう
you know? 'Cause it's like,
なんか怖いもんなしみたいな感じだと思う、
well, You can always recover You can always like I'll be good in like 2 days Like 1 weekend like,
そう本当にそう別れても絶対次の人いるしみたいな。
Uh-huh.
なんか、で、後悔したとしても、それはそれで別にそんな大問題じゃないけど、この年になったらもうちょっと話は違うよね。
I think younger people are better at making impulsive decisions and rationalizing the future after the fact. So even if you break up with someone and you made a mistake, it's fine. You'll rebuild the past.
Yeah.
Kind of like what we talked about last week, but you'll reconstruct and rationalize, like, and then your memories of that person will be like, oh yeah, he was such a doofus.
そうだね。
Right?
まあでも結果は一緒なんだよね、きっと。別に年がもっと上でも、あ、例えば、あ、離婚しない方がいいかなって言ってすごい我慢して、でも結局離婚したら、mm-hmm. ふーってなってる人結構いる。なんかすごい心配してたのに、やってみたら意外と自分は大丈夫っていう。
I don't think it's the same though. As I also know people that have gotten divorced and they're a shell of their, you know, like
it No, can, but they'll be fine eventually.
But people, I think, become a little more susceptible to scarring or something. Like it becomes. No, is it just me? Am I just projecting this entire?
Maybe. I don't know.
I felt so ridiculously invincible in my early 20s. I can't even describe it. So,
本当にでも分かる。
Yeah, so it's not even close.
なんか自分は本当に違う人だったもん。違う人間だった。なんか最強度合い。もう挫折もしたことなければ、そんなに、mm.すごい不幸な目にあったこともないし誰かに裏切られたこともないしもう最強だった怖いもの本当に一個もないそれが今や
It's crazy thinking back like、
ね、
that sense of invincibility like if I fought the early 20s version of myself right now he would have a billion times more confidence
Oh, yeah.
And that alone would probably make the difference. And I'm already mentally defeating myself right now as I think about it.
もう弱いじゃん。
But there's just a patina of realism that just kind of infects everything
yeah.
over time.
なんかさ、
like something bad could happen, and it won't be funny when it does.
最近子供産んで、こう自分がセクシャルな存在っていうことがもう信じられない。なんかわかる？わかんないよね。あのね、なんて言うんだろうね。I used to get ego boost. Like when I go outside and I catch men, you know, checking me out or something. Mm-hmm. Or men would talk to me. And I get certain ego boost, you know? Like, ooh, I'm hot. みたいな。
Yeah.
だけど、今、例えば子供を夫に預けて友達とご飯行った時とかにすごい男性が見てきたり声かけてきたりしても全然エゴブーストが得られなくてなんか、分かってないな子供いるのにみたいな感じでなんて言うんだろうねこうみんなが騙されてるじゃないけど、
well, Do you want that ego boost? Why,
yes, yes.
Why is it not working? And how can you rearrange your brain so that it
I don't know. That's the questions、
works.
That I want to ask. なんかね、みんなが騙されてるって思っちゃうの。
Why?
もう自分はセクシャルの存在ではないのに、みんなが分かってない、騙されちゃってる。
But that happens, バカ
じゃないみたいな感じで。You know,
men are doing that to women who don't have children and everyone else all the time. You know, so it's like...
I know it doesn't matter, but...まあ、まだ子供産んで3ヶ月しか経ってないからそれもあると思うんだけど、うん、だから徐々に魔女をあの取り返すのかもしれないけどなんかそれとかもやっぱ昔の自分だったら考えられない、
well, I think it's important to be in touch with your sexual side and to embrace it and to make sure that it's healthy and
know,
that it's there because it's just a big part of whatBeing human is, it's a beautiful and intimate part of what being human is.
So it actually kind of helps
part of being
to like hang out with friends. You know, I change my clothes into something that has, you know, no boob access by babies, and wear heels and wear makeup and go out. It actually helps.
Mm-hmm.
Does
it feel more like Halloween now, or like is it more out of the way? Because if you're going out like every weekend, it's so natural. Like I belong,
yeah,
I belong out here in the
I know.
Street lights. And
最近もう平日は赤ちゃん左手に抱っこして右手だけでメイクしてるのね大体。それかもうメイクしないかどっちかなんだけど、この間週末に久しぶりにメイクしたら。あ、両手でメイクしたら超やりやすいって思った。感動した。アイライナーめっちゃやりやすかった。
Do you switch arms when you do it with one hand? Or is it
no,
totally impossible to do?
No, 右手でしかできないもんだって。
Mm.
だから、いや。次。
Hold on, my screen saver. Okay. Researchers at the University of Sydney recruited 52 participants...who scored high for social anxiety, split them into two groups and told them to prepare for a 3-minute speech, which would be critically rated by evaluators in several days. Leading up to the assignment, only one of the groups received the following instruction during a 20-minute intervention. Perhaps you can say to yourself, I've noticed I'm beginning to ruminate, but I'm not going to engage with it as I know it serves no useful purpose.And simply bring your attention back to the present task at hand. According to questionnaires filled out leading up to the assignment, participants in the group which received the instruction reported less rumination and felt that they had more control of their maladaptive anticipatory thoughts.
シドニー大学の研究で強い社会的不安を抱える被験者52人を2つのグループに分け、数日後に3分間のスピーチを発表してもらうが、その際厳しく評価するのできちんと準備するようにと伝えておきました。準備期間中、片方のグループにだけ自分が反芻してしまっていることに気づいたら、考えても意味がないと自分に言い聞かせ、目の前のやるべきことに集中しましょうと指導しました。指導を受けたグループは、受けなかったグループに比べ、スピーチの準備中に反芻してしまう頻度が低く、スピーチをする際のことを考えて不安になる状態をよりコントロールできていると感じると答えていました。反芻っていうのは要は、まあ、ぐるぐるぐるぐる考えちゃうということだよね。
Ruminating.
Yeah.
Mm. Do you ruminate?
Yeah.
Where do you think you are as a ruminator Is it like pretty bad or you're a light case?
最近は結構落ち着いてるけど、まあ子供生まれる前とか、まあもともとね、うつ病を取った時の名残が残っちゃってるから、ぐるぐる反芻しちゃう時があって、確かにこういうふうに自分で自分を引き戻すっていうのを覚えていれば、意外と抜け出せる時もあるんだよね。ただその自分を引き戻さなきゃいけないってこう我に返るのを忘れちゃってるともうエンドレスにぐるぐるぐるぐるしちゃうっていう。
How do you remember that?
もうだから意識的に
Have you done this? Or do you try to do this?
うん、やってる。
Like try to limit your rumination?
うん、とかその反芻をトリガーしてしまうものがあったとしたらそこから一旦離れるとか、まあ無理しないだから、
うん、
あーってちょっとパニックになりそうと思った瞬間にもう一旦ちょっと忘れる。
But if you're just sitting there, right? Do you get up and do something? Or do you, are you doing something to distract yourself from the ruminating? Like is there a you, it's hard for me to not to just if I'm sitting there and I'm ruminating to just okay stop ruminating.
Yeah.
Right? It's easier if you
夜寝る前とかが多いからね。
If you can do something, right?、
夜寝る前にベッドでやり始めちゃった時はもうメディテーションの YouTube 動画を流すしかないとかで、そこでその知らない人がリマインしてくれるわけじゃん。 It's time for you to sleep. あ、そっかみたいな。
Well, you have to remember to do that.
そう、本当にそう、だからそれを忘れちゃう。
But if something is like really やばい then you might prefer to ruminate because you're so worried that you know、you feel、
まあね、
like you need to figure something out. Oftentimes there's nothing to actually figure out. That's the problem.
しかもこう普通の人がちょっとやっちゃうレベルだったら本当にまあ問題があるのかもしれないけど、こういうふうに癖になっちゃってる人、私みたいにの場合って、そんなに実は今考えても仕方ないことだったりするわけじゃない。だからね、like, 一番最近だと、まあ、子供生まれてから考える時間がないから逆に助かってるんだけど、スリープトレーニングの本を妊娠中に買ったのね、気になって。で、最初に揃えるものっていうリストがあって、なんかシーツ何枚何何枚とか、その段階でもうダメになっちゃったの。こうパニックになってきて、しかもそれがすごい厳しい、なんか白いシーツじゃないとダメとか、なんか知らないけど、謎にこうなんか古い考えで、もうその状態でもうはっはってなっちゃって、もうその本はそっから読んでないんだけど、だからイントロの段階で終わっちゃった。
A lot of people have this social anxiety where it's really the having to interact with other people
right.
that bothers them.
そうだね。
It's like if there was no one there, it'd be completely fine.
Yeah.
But as soon as there's people watching them, there's a weird transition to this threat.Detecting mode、
yeah.
where you know they have a fear of being criticized or evaluated or
right
it's not even an explicit thing and it seems like some people you know they do it and them knowing that they do it
right gets worse
makes them worry about doing it and it's like they really can't snap out of it and so they're
so done
it's so bad like their hand will shake and then they see that you see that their hand's shaking, they're like, oh my God, they're seeing my hand shake, you know, and...
大学の時、パブリックスピーキングのクラスでもそういう子一人いた。ただ、パブリックスピーキングのクラスは全員取らなきゃいけなかったじゃん。だから彼女も多分強制的にそれをやんなくちゃいけなくて、もう喋れなくなっちゃうか、声がすごいちっちゃくなっちゃう。で先生も多分分かってるから、もうなんていうの、別に強制してその子にもっと頑張りなさいってプッシュすることはなかったからよかったけど、
Do you think it's something that people just need to get over? Or because in some ways, I feel like if schools can get you, the school is a fairly safe environment where people can be wrong and people can be embarrassed and people aren't expected to know things. They're not adults. And I was uncomfortable with public speaking, but I'm very glad in retrospect that I was forced to do it as much as I was forced to do it. I didn't like doing it. If I was given a choice, I wouldn't have done it.
まあそのレベルにもよるよね。多分ちょっと苦手でちょっと緊張しちゃうぐらいだったら、もしかして強制されることによって慣れてできるようになって、ああよかったっていうのもあると思うけど、本当にもうなんていうの、強制されることによってより怖くなっちゃうとか、より不安になっちゃう。それがまたトラウマになっちゃうみたいな。
But
if they, 人の場合はさ、
on the other hand though, if they make some special exemption for you, they're like, okay, you're just not going to do it. You're done. If you can't do it in a classroom, forget it for the rest of your life. It's only going to get harder.
But there are a lot of jobs that never require any public speech. And
yeah, but
別になんかできなくても死にはしないし。
But I'd prefer that they could establish an environment where people can feel that anxiety and learn to manage it. In a classroom where it doesn't really matter. I mean, in public speaking, I mean, the teachers just don't educate the students enough on the nature of that anxiety and that people are different and all this other stuff. And so the students worried because the... Not because a teacher is going to judge them as much as these other students who are ignorant are going to judge them.
Right.
But as part of the curriculum, if you just explain, like part of the class here is we're trying to address social anxiety and everyone's aware of that, you know, and that can be established. And then you kind of have, an environment of understanding.
Right.
When I was doing it, there was nothing like that whatsoever. So if you were anxious up there, people just judged you based on like, oh, you know... You're weak or...
That's so true. 確かに先生が何も説明しないから、まあ大学はね、もうほぼ大人だからあれだとしても、高校生の時とかに、確かにすごい声がちっちゃくなっちゃうとか喋れなくなっちゃう子いたけど、なんかこう腫れ物を触るような感じで先生も何も言わないから、余計こうその問題が放置されちゃうっていうのはあるよね。だからまあ、そういう、なんだろう、こういうふうに、こう不安になっちゃうこともあるよねとか、なんかこうだともうちょっとやりやすくなるよとか先生がこう、まあ本人だけじゃなくてみんなにその話をオープンにしてくれたらもうちょっとよかったかもね。
And people should know that it's pretty normal to feel anxious, but you don't know that when I didn't really know that. I didn't really know what I was supposed to be feeling. So when I saw someone else that was like super anxious, I'm like, wow, you know, there's something wrong with her.
Right.
And other people think that too. Instead of the class being sort of a laboratory setting for people to experiment with their anxiety and figure out how they can get around it. Because if you want to, I mean, it shouldn't necessarily be like a required course. But if you're taking the course and you have social anxiety and you want to do better, it would be helpful for your peers to understand that aspect of it, I think.
Yeah, 確かにね。私もなんか別に自分の精神状態に関係なく顔が赤くなっちゃう時があって、なんかみんなの前話す時とか、別に緊張してるわけでもないし恥ずかしいわけでもないんだけど、なんか顔が赤くなる時があるの。しかも毎回じゃなくて、でそれ今はめったにないっていうかほとんどないけど、高校生の時とか。だそれをすごい恥ずかしいと思って、こう、なるべくならバレないようにしたいみたいな感じだったけど、それも確かに先生とかが、まあそういうことあるよねみたいな、みんなありますみたいな言ってくれたら、もうちょっと楽だったかもね。あ、そうなんだ、じゃあいいやみたいな思ったかもしれない。
When I worry about something and I start ruminating, rather than, Well, I think I do try to have this sort of meta thinking about my thinking going on. But a more direct solution for me is to kind of like raise the stakes, look at the bigger picture. So whatever the problem is, I'm sure I can find bigger problems. And I try to think about past problems and how big they were and really contextualize what it is I'm dealing with in terms of, you know, my lifespan.
その relative な感じに見るってこと、そのも、
yeah.
でもさ、その時にさ、 What if this problem right in front of you is actually the biggest problem that you've ever had in your life and is not going to make it worse?
No, that's
like, oh shit.
No, but
this is actually the biggest problem.
Even if that's true, it's worse to only look at that problem than to look at the greater context and look at that problem in my life. Think about the fact that no one's even going to remember anything in 10 years or whatever, you know. I can think about the future and, or think about the world or think, you know, bigger things. And it doesn't help you to be anxious, no matter how big the problem is.
Right.
You know, I like the saying that anxiety is inappropriate, you know.
そうだね。あの、私が破水して、破水したってマイケルにメールした時もその返事返ってきたからね。And I was like, okay, I'll try not to freak out.
Yeah. Not freaking out is really important. A lot of terrible things have happened
as
a result of people freaking out.
It was really hard, but I was talking to myself the whole time. I was like, I'm okay. This is okay. You know, I was just ずっと一人で自分に言ってた。
It's funny the emotional stages that you go through when something big is happening, right? So usually in your life, nothing big is happening. But sometimes something big happens. And generally, I think people's reaction is like, oh my God, this is actually happening.
Yeah.
Like, this is actually happening.
Yeah.
This is happening. Like, your reaction is like, wow, this is happening. You know, like, it's like awe.
Yeah.
Right? And then you're trying to you've realized that it's reality.
Yeah. And when I was about to give birth, or that's what I thought, then it was so big that I felt like I was at a borderline of like going insane. Like, I was like, 一歩間違えたら I'll freak out like I've never freaked out before, and it'll be out of control, and I'm gonna be done. と思ったから、もうそのラインを越えないようにもう、なんていうの、もう超紙一重みたいな。So I was 必死だった。必死にもう freak out しないように。And I didn't. So I'm proud of myself. But that was probably the only time in my life where I wasn't sick and I was about to lose it at the same time.
Yeah, it's crazy how many levels there are to astonishment.
Yeah.
And crisis, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's like, you know, we see in the movies a giant asteroid is going to hit the Earth, right? But in each, without an asteroid heading towards Earth, in each person's life, there are events that have that level of magnitude.
Yeah.
You know, for just one person. But still, it's an asteroid, you know, in their life that requires, you know, calling up different agencies and dialing red telephones and turning keys simultaneously. Like, there's some kind of emergency, you know, state that people can get in. That's pretty mind-blowing.
For sure.
Yeah, crazy stuff happens.
And you can actually survive it if you're lucky. You know, life will go on.
If you stay...
And it's crazy.
If you stay calm. There's a... What is that line? It's an Incubus song. And it's like, from a bird's eye view, can turn a blizzard into a breeze.
Hmm.
So the idea is like, if you look at things from above,
right,
from far away, a less personal view, then it can sort of make the problem seem
smaller,
more manageable.
True.
So it's like there's a lot of perspective involved in maintaining your anxiety and avoiding horrible feedback loops of maladaptive paranoid behavior.
Yeah. それはそうだね。文字起こしのテキストは iPhone、iPad、Mac、Android のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからゲットできますので試してみてください。たまにね、あの、Android だからバイリンガルニュース聞けないかもみたいなことをツイッターで言ってる人とか、あの、バイリンガルニュースおすすめしてくれてるんだけど、あ、Android だったら聞けないけどねみたいなことを言ってる人がいるんだけど、あの、Android でも聞けます。iPhone じゃなくても聞ける。パソコンでも聞けるし。
They have a, is it the Google
podcast? そう、Google podcast っていうのがね、今はあるから、そこにもあるし。
We,
っていうのをちょっと言いたかった。
We just released an update to
Android
版の
アプリもアップデートされたので。
So please leave positive fake reviews.
We won't pay you,
no.
But please. Bilingualnews.jp でストアもあって、
yep.
T シャツとかトレーナーとかありますので、ぜひお願いします。
Oh, happy birthday.
ありがとう。32歳になりました。イエーイ、32歳って結構大人に聞こえるよね。
Sort of. I feel like the goalposts keep, you know, the goalposts for age move really reliably.
So,
I'm like, I'm not even worrying about it anymore. I'm like, they'll keep moving. Right?
そうだね。32歳。Yeah.
Do you feel it? Do you feel...
それがね、私だから本当に思うのは、自分がまだ28ぐらいの気持ちだから、あの、テレビで、こう、32歳の人とか出てくると、ああ、すごい大人、お姉さんみたいな、年上って思ってんの。でも、同い年っていうのはすごいよくある。あと、他人のことも、なんだろう、同い年ぐらいの人見て、大体年上って勝手に思ってんのね。
I think I do that too.
だから自分の、実際の、容姿とか年齢と自分の中身自分に対するイメージが伴ってないんだろうね多分。
Do you feel like you look the same as you did? I feel like you look the same, but
that's what I thought too until I saw a picture. My mom was showing me a picture of when I was like 26. それこそ今の夫と付き合い始めたばっかりでディズニーシーかなんか行った時の写真見たら。Holy shit, I looked young. And he looked young too, and I was so shocked. Like,
wait, how old were you in that picture?
I was 26, and he was 30.
で
もすごい若く見えて、衝撃だった。え、変わってるじゃんと思って。なんか私別に変わってないつもりだったのに、こうしてみると、確かに着実に年は取っているっていうのを、つい数日前に気づいた。で、ちょっと衝撃を受けた。
But you don't feel like you look 32, right? You just feel like, oh, I look different than I did at 26. But you don't really...
I don't know.
How do you know what you look like?
ね、わかんないよね。なんか32歳に見える
I don't think...
見えるのか見えないのかもわかんない。
I think you look the same as you did when you were 28. I was on that theory. I'm perplexed at how we haven't changed. I'm including myself now.
そうでしょ。でもそう、私もだからマイケルのこと変わってないと思ってるけど、もしかして写真見たら、ああ変わってるって思うかもしれないし、わかんないんだよ。
Maybe. I haven't really... No, I don't think I would notice. Maybe someone else would notice. Because I've seen pictures of myself. I don't notice anything.
しかもね、多分会社で勤めてる人はうちらみたいに思わないんだよ。なぜならどんどん新卒が入ってきて、わっかーみたいな見てるから。
Oh my, I saw a bunch of like 新卒 or some group of.
And they look like kids now, right?
They, They look like middle schoolers. I thought there was like the middle school.
そう、
like,
だからやっぱ
年取って
んだよ。
It's crazy. Like,
そう、だから新卒の子がいつの間にか子供に見えちゃうじゃん。それがやっぱり、そう。それがやっぱりね、だから変わってんだよ、自分が。
They look like they don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. You can look at them and it's like, wow, they don't know what's going on.
Yeah. 本当にそう。そういうことなんだよ。
It's so weird. Why is it so weird? Shouldn't it be like, is there a handbook or like a manual?
I think it's because it's accelerated because we're detached from younger people.
Has it accelerated?
Yeah.
But we feel like we aren't accelerating biologically, right?
No, but...
But the world is accelerating while we're frozen in some age-proof bubble.
Yeah, yeah. Because we don't interact withyounger people. だから私もともと外資だから新卒雇わないエージェンシーばっかりいたから自分が一番年下だったんだよねいつまでも、うん、でもう一番年下は私すごい若いみたいなメンタリティでいると普通の日本の会社で勤めてる友達は全然違ったもんもはやもう私はおばさんですみたいな感じにしてたもんもう結構前から、うん、そこで私はって思ってやっぱり見てると見てないで違うんだよねきっと年下の人たちを
But I feel like the system is what makes you old too You know
That too, yes I mean, how you look and stuff
I mean, other people that are outside the system And I feel like they have some youth
Right
Glow that's been
Yeah
Left intact You know, they haven't been mangled
Right
By the
まあそれはある
確
かに Yeah
Because you get more sleep You eat a little more
Yeah.
Healthy, you know. If I was working like a normal schedule, I'd just be eating like, karage kun netto every day.
Netto が一番美味しいからね。
Yeah, and I'd just be eating like just the worst almond chocolate. You know, the whole
right
coffee.
Well, you know what I ate today?
Tons of coffee.
Two pieces of toast and two donuts.
Why? 片手で食べれる。Why two each?Why?
Because that's all I had. And, well, that's all I could
In that
eat.
Order? Like toast, donut, donut?
Toast, donut, toast, donut. かわいそう。だって片手しか使えないからさ。
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess donuts are easy to hold, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
終わり。
以上です。
Bye.
Bye.